The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, January 30th. I'm Megan Lynn.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. We are following developments after an American Airlines passenger plane collided with a Black Hawk helicopter Wednesday night while trying to land at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. As heard on CBS, first responders do not expect to find survivors. John Burroughs High School alum Hamad Raza told D.C. reporters overnight that his wife was on the plane.
Spraying a gun.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
She texted me that they were landing in 20 minutes.
Raza is the nephew of Asim Raza, a board member of the St. Louis Civic Pride Foundation. Asim posted on X that his family is devastated by news of the crash. The plane carrying 60 passengers and four crew members, while the Black Hawk aircraft carrying three military members. The U.S. Figure Skating Federation says some athletes, coaches, and family members were on board the American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas to D.C. when it crashed.
President Trump's newly confirmed head of the Environmental Protection Agency says he will not only visit the Westlake landfill, he will prioritize the cleanup of radioactive waste dumped at and around the site.
Camel X has reaction from Pattonville Deputy Fire Chief Kevin Stillman.
If he could make it a high priority site to get that cleanup started, that would be great for our community. It really would.
The promise from Lee Zeldin came after a request made by Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who says the EPA has, quote, dragged their feet. It also comes a week after a state report indicated the radiation is far more extensive than previously believed. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
We're nearing a month since the winter storm snarled the city's ability to provide services like trash pickup. People are still posting photos of dumpsters overflowing in alleys.
We miss the mark.
But St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says there are challenges to getting caught up, namely the number of employees who can drive the trucks. She tells KMOX as soon as the city gets new refuse workers up to speed, the private sector poaches them away.
As soon as we train them sometimes, the private operators pick them up. Your Republics, your other trash operators. Because the city of St. Louis has not done a good job at keeping pace with pay.
Jones says those companies offer $10,000 to $15,000 more than the city can pay. She was a guest on the Chris and Amy show on KMOX.
The New Life Evangelistic Center is waving the white flag on reopening its location on Locust.
April is going to be 8 years that building has been closed.
Reverend Larry Rice has listed the 50,000 square foot building for sale with an asking price of $3 million. Rice says his plan is to use the money to open up another facility.
Particularly a place that people can go through during the daytime. They just wandering the streets, even when they open up these winter shelters, they're put out on the streets and wandering around. We have a vision for a place of refuge that people can come and get direct help.
Has it hit Reverend Rice yet that this is the end of an era after around five decades in one building?
Yes, it's been taking a long time. It's been like 7.5 years, like I said, to go through that process. We've gone through a lot of changes, and I think change is very, very important.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
State Senator David Gregory wants the state to further crack down on illegal immigration. The Republican from St. Louis County says his proposal would pay bounty hunters $1,000 for turning in undocumented immigrants. It would also create a Missouri version of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
So much like ICE, we will have the Department of Public Safety conduct investigations. Much like ICE, there will be a tip line that the Department of Public Safety can use to initiate investigations. Much like ICE, we have to actually do an effective investigation and have enough probable cause to initiate a warrant for someone's arrest.
Tori Schaefer, representing the ACLU of Missouri, says that the proposal conflicts with federal policy, leading to confusion and potential enforcement disputes.
It's a long road to recovery for a Ferguson police officer who received a brain injury in the line of duty.
We actually watched the football game a little bit Sunday together.
Ferguson Police Chief Troy Doyle recently went to Atlanta to visit Officer Travis Brown, who is recovering from a head injury after he was shoved by a protester last August.
He's able to, follow me along with his eyes. He's able to understand commands when you give it to him.
Elijah Gant, the man accused of pushing Brown down to the ground, was denied a bond reduction by a judge in December.
He is still being currently held in the St. Louis County Jail.
Attorneys will meet with the judge a month from now for a status hearing. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the price for a carton of eggs is hovering anywhere from $4 to $5 in the region. How would you like to pay $6? Serena Stewart says $6 is always the price for a dozen eggs at Stewart Farm in Franklin County. She says you're paying for a healthier egg.
Sounds like it's a lot, but eggs are one of the most nutrient-dense foods that you can eat. And when you really break it down to how much you're spending per egg for the nutrients that you're getting, it's really the most bang for your buck.
Stewart believes their pastured chickens are more resilient to the current bird flu since they're constantly exposed to the elements and other ailments.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.